this week when you use approved. Today is, what is today?
February 5th, 2009.
How are we doing?
Good.
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 Good. Good. Good. Is that this cold?
Oh, nice out today.
Yeah, very nice. I posted a newsletter actually one day earlier. How's that for you?
Yeah, it really threw me off for the whole week.
You showed up here last night.
Yeah,
well, you know, the request was that people who had more time for it to read it, and then I didn't have to talk too much. Did it work?
Yeah.
So you are ready to read a little bit. So you'll walk with you most of the time?
How are we?
Oh, cool. shall we do our 2 minutes of fame?
Sure.
Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Surprise.
Big personal news, we bought a house.
Oh,
wow.
Yep.
Where is it? When can we come over?
It's behind Hope Gospel Mission over in the Hoyum Heights or whatever building complex. Whatever it's called, yeah. You got it.
Well, yeah.
We looked on the internet. Boy, you got some funky colors in the bathroom and the... Yeah, there are purples and...
No, there was the bright green is no longer there. They painted it in order to try and sell the house.
70s motif?
No, actually it's brand new house.
Really?
It's only a couple years old. And the colors do look nice. The pictures don't really do it justice. But.
You got a website with pictures?
We just went on the MLS.
Yeah, MLS.
Do a virtual run through.
I can give you an MLS number if you can get to a realty site.
Which one? Why did you
see, I can care.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I'm
still
so
sorry. You're kind of one of those guys that
looks
so shit to look good.
I mean, that's like smudge looks
yeah.
Like
it is 808-618-618.
Is that thing holding up pretty good?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yep.
Now,
do
is
it.
That the electronic memory or is that the...
Yeah,
the...
Hey guys, can we thank you?
Sure.
I'm glad you have a discussion on your own.
This photo gallery.
So we can't talk about this computer in the Linux group, but we can talk about a house. What are you telling me?
Time comes when your 2 minutes comes. Oh, I think I have that chance.
You and your...
Go to the pictures. Where are they?
He can't. He's got to click on a whole bunch of things.
What the hell?
He's paranoid here.
What?
We only have one picture?
There, next. Oh, wait. One of one. There was like
this site sucks. Go to a different one.
Boy, oh boy.
Go to a better site.
Let's keep on talking. What else did you do?
Well, I played around with my projector. I wanted to get the serial control working. So I looked online, and I actually found on the Optima website, it's an Optima, they have PDFs for all of their different models of all the different commands that you can send over serial. So I was playing around with that, trying to get it to work, and I absolutely couldn't get it to work. I have no idea. Actually, I hooked up an oscilloscope to the port to see what was coming out of the port, because darn it, I'm going to get this figured out. And after doing all the math, I found out the baud rate is not being set right. I'm setting the baud rate in software to be 9600, which it has to be, and it's coming out at 115, 200. You know, this
the
max rate.
Stop it set right.
The actual waveform is perfect. Okay. It's just too fast. So I got to figure out why I can't set the baud rate to be what it's supposed to.
Can't you set your baud rate up to 115?
No. The projector only takes 9600. If the signal going into the projector isn't 9600,
right.
It won't take the.
So who's off on the baud rate? The projector.
The computer.
Or, oh, the computer.
The computer is.
Oh, they can't get the computer.
Yeah, the computer won't. I don't know.
It's good to buy a new computer.
A slower computer.
Yeah,
it's too fast.
Yeah, I can sell you one. That's a pretty good one.
I did the same thing with our big screen TV. I just had to test it out. Had the serial port.
Were you able to
get
everything?
Turn it on, turn it off with a command, change your input. That's what it was designed for.
Right. Well, I'm figuring, you know, combine it with Myth TV. I'm probably going to mount the projector real nice.
Yep.
I want the interface for it. So write a little MIT TV plugin that turns it on and off.
That's just for controlling the TV?
The projector, yeah.
For the projector.
Anything you can do with
not
the remote.
Not the signal, though. You've got to have the signal coming in.
Anything you can do with the remote, you can
you send over the serial cable. Okay.
Right. The commands actually are called IR commands, infrared, same as what the remote is for.
That's interesting. So the remote actually might even tap in on that.
That's what I'm thinking. And one of the main reasons I'm trying to do that is because the projector, every once in a while, some other infrared signal messes with it, and it disables the remote. I just don't know what I have. I have like three or four remotes, and something is disabling the projector every once in a while. It's really annoying to have to reach up there and turn it off. It's going to be really, really annoying when it's mounted 10 feet up or 12 feet up.
Just have a kid. Those are quite expensive remote controls.
You see, Brusky was telling me about the alternate remote that you guys have. The big pole.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to have a stick that turns it on and off if I can't figure out this serial interface.
So then, how's
yours? Yep.
Does it have a large room for us to eat and travel and drink beer?
You know, if you would go to a real... How about you go to EauClairRealty.com? Go to EauClairRealty.com.
I made that website.
Is there a word?
You made that website.
No, use the Linksys.
Hold on. Just use a regular Linksys.
EauClairRealty. That's reality.
It's the encrypted Linksys.
This one. Is this one?
No. Eau Claire Realty.
Where it is?
Just. Type in Realty.
I don't know, I'll just type Realty.
Yeah, just...
Don't throw I in.
No, I.
R-E-A-L-T-Y.
I only know because I have it in front of me.
See? I can't let the army know I'm inside. Okay, let's move on. You don't need to see your eyes.
All right, here. There. There's your nice big room for everybody to meet in. About a month.
So schedule 1 month from now. We'll help you unpack too, so you can leave the boxes open. Mark.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, we're done. The only other thing, I was working on save the date cards for the wedding, and I discovered that the GIMP 2.6 is less stable than the GIMP 2.4 or 2.2. It actually has crashed on me a couple times. Which
they put some new features there. So
I know they're completely rewriting the back end, which I can see that. But 2.4, 2.2, I have never had them crash ever, and I'm pretty mean to it.
That's what it is. You're mean to me, so
I don't know. Pretty soon, 2.6 is going to have an autosave feature, and then it's just the beginning of the end.
Yes, absolutely.
That's about all I did.
Cool. Well, congratulations to your house.
Thank you.
Did you get a loan?
Yeah, that's no problem.
No, you don't need to have a loan. You just move in.
Just move in.
You don't pay cash.
You just don't pay.
Squatters.
Yeah, squat.
10 days, I think it is, right? 10 days.
What was your cyber notice?
Jumping around.
Cool. How about you?
Last night I tried to set up my first step box, and that was a miserable failure. So I'll probably try to fix that tonight. But
first step always is.
Yeah. You know, persistent pain.
Yeah. So the case I got was way too small. I mean, I had maybe a 2x2-inch square to plug all the cables in.
Yes.
So that took like 4 hours. And then after 2 hours, I messed up the OS side, finally just quit. So try that again. Let you guys know next week, maybe.
You know, Byron is pretty good technical support.
Yeah, if I don't get it by next week, I'll just give it to him.
Okay. Yeah, tell us it's like everywhere. Yeah. Bring it. We'll have the projector.
The tweak session is to bring in the box and we all just sit here.
We would never get that done. No, you solve it like this. And you can type, and well, I'll tell you what to type.
I'll stick with the brewing beer, I think. Do you have any lyrics to share? Very little.
Very little?
Yeah.
Well, once a year I try to do. And this last year, it usually partitioned out from my hard drive, and it completely overwrote everything, so... Gave it a try.
I think that was the proper way.
That's a feature, not a bug. So, but other than that, no.
You know, bug number one is the what it is. Microsoft has the largest market share of OS.
It actually is out there as the number one bug. Somebody closed it and they opened it back up. They're like, "Why'd you close this? It's not fixed."
Still need to work on. Cool. Well, glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll see you more often here, and we have very technical discussions here, as you see. We are typing real estate, and I'll improve them next week. I'll type it and copy and paste it.
One other thing. You guys saw the people who hijacked the signs down in Austin, Texas, and put, zombies ahead? Well, apparently it's a phenomenon now. In Illinois, there were some people who hijacked another one, and it says, "Raptors ahead, caution."
What are they doing, like electronic signs or what?
The big, road signs for road construction.
Where do they interface those? Oh, those, okay.
I don't know. They probably figured out how to get their serial to go 9600 baud and plug it right in.
So they were just putting what? Bizarre messages.
Yeah, just on? Zombies ahead, run, the zombies have escaped. Run for your lives.
You know, it's fun as long as nobody gets hurt. You know,
but that is really funny. Because then the news media gets, they like to get a hold of
it. You know, like those kids who was stealing the stop sign, and somebody got mowed over, and there was a funeral after that. That's where the fun stops.
And Rutgers do attack, and I was going to leave the signs.
Well, cool. How about you?
Me? Nothing specifically Linux related, other than just doesn't work basically. So, seem to run into an issue a lot where cups likes to die when the printer is turned off and turned on, specifically HP laser printers. You do a cups disable and cups enable on the printer to reset the queue every time. So running into that more and more on Red Hat Enterprise Linux Explorer, the latest stable to which we're running. So kind of an issue, but that's really the only Linux related thing. Other than that, my wife and I, as part of raising money for the adoption, we are selling books on Amazon. So we've been asking about our friends, and we set up a Facebook book group of 150 people on there, and just asking for likely used books or movies or video games or anything that people don't really use anymore. So we've been selling them on Amazon, and we set up a room, and we have them all alphabetized and everything, and I think we've got about 330 posted. Cool. To see. So, by the way, if anyone has any books or movies or anything like that they don't want, not stuff to use, but
Windows NT.
We got some at work that you can have. Programming in Borland 4.0.
I probably have a pop-up manual.
Sure. I'll post anything. We sold books from 1970 years. So, and I sold them on audio cassette tape today. So you never know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well, you talk about cups. Cups are the same thing where you're on Mac. It's the same system. Yeah. So really, if it is not working, if it's not crashing on Mac, you know, most of them it might be a old HP driver. You know, there might be newer drivers. But, it should be working.
HP drivers are very sketchy. A lot of them are just bizarre.
Well, what is my experience? You know, we bought an HP printer over the Christmas, and I went to the HP site, and then there was a Linux driver, so I went there, downloaded the driver, and the driver is actually capable of, they were saying 1,500 printers, HP printers.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I think HP, and stuff works.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Did you actually have to download a driver for it, or did it just
there's
work?
There's a specific department that stages all the servers, so they would be installing cuffs and everything with us. It's using the default HP LaserJet 4000 Series 1 that's in the listing.
Okay.
Of printers, so.
There might be a newer HP driver.
It's possible.
But I've been finding, like, the latest version of Ubuntu, they have a wide range of drivers, and they've got advanced features in those drivers now. Mm-hmm. Before, they're pretty basic, but now they've got all the moppier features in there. And
well, it's not them that's doing it, though. It's the manufacturers that are providing the drivers. They're starting to realize that Linux is really starting to pick up speed, and Ubuntu is starting to make sense in the organization, especially for, like, smaller businesses that really can't afford all the licenses from Microsoft. So, yeah. I'm all for it. I mean, what was it, like 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about how great the brother drivers were working and how seamless those were. So, it's good things. You know, peripheral support is huge.
But it is supported from the manufacturer.
That's
so
key.
If you are doing the catch-up game and manufacturer don't care about you, then you'll have it.
The one thing they did right, I think, with the printer drivers is you can just get a PPD file for your printer. And what that does is it just turns on different features in the driver that relate to that printer. So if your printer has duplex, you get the PPD, which describes your printer, and then in the driver it turns on the duplex code. Mm-hmm. So really you get your custom setup for any driver or any printer that you plug in, but you still got the one universal driver.
That's why I think how HP is doing it is capable of providing support with the same driver, 1,500 different printers. It works.
It's got to be cheaper for them to do it that way again. They can support 1,500 drivers.
The only thing I can't figure out is why don't they put the PPD right on the printer and then have some system that downloads it?
Read it.
There you go. It's plug and play. Why do I have to go download something off the internet or grab something off the CD? I have a printer that's a web server.
Yeah, the other advantage would be for big companies is once they decide to go to that driver, they just put it on the printer. And you can set the PCs up and say, hey, if there's a new driver there, download it first before you start printing to it.
Right.
And then you get every PC automatically.
The printers now are all web servers anyway, all the network ones, they all have a web server interface.
It might be that W operating system doesn't care about it. So that's why you're doing that.
It gets Samba share, everybody knows that.
Absolutely. Oh, no.
That maintains above one.
Okay, cool. W?
Jake Shorter and O'Brien. Sure. Julie and I are both corner person at Memorial in North High School in IT. And my student teacher at Tech, they let me get into some Linux and Unix commands. And I did awesome.
This is